All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's March 16th. I called the meeting into order. I'm Controller Malia Cohen and chair of this body. And joining me today is the Lieutenant Governor, Eleni Kounalakis. Our Department of Finance representative is unable to join us today. Mr. or Dr. Dunlao.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum present. In addition, I would like to identify the members of the staff of the Commission participating in this hybrid meeting. Our public speaker announcer today is Grace Cotto, and we have meeting liaison Kim Lunetta participating virtually. And a big thank you to Mike Farina for getting our tech set up for today and running the Zoom.
All right, thank you everyone for making time for us to deal with this urgent matter. For the benefit of those in the audience, the State Lands Commission manages state property interests in over 5 million acres of land, including mineral interests. The commission also has responsibility for the prevention of oil spills at marine oil terminals and offshore platform and island, and for preventing the introduction of marine invasive species into California's marine waters. Today, we are convening an emergency meeting of the State Lands Commission in response to recent developments concerning oil operation in the Santa Ynez unit and involving Sable Offshore Oil Corporation. These developments call for an urgent response from the Commission. Now, given the circumstances under which we are meeting, today's agenda and procedures will be different than normal. I would like to turn it over to Dr. Dunlao to quickly share how today's meeting will proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Since this is an emergency meeting, we will have an abbreviated agenda and modified procedures. For the benefit of the public, I will explain how this will work. Pursuant to Bagley-Keene Open Meeting Act requirements, our first order of business will be to authorize the Commission to hold an emergency meeting. Next, we will discuss item one regarding oil production from the Santa Ynez unit. There will be no closed session. We will take public comment on item one, and we will hold general public comments at the end of the regular calendar. Before we get into that, I would like to go over some of the housekeeping procedures. If you would like to speak during our open public comment period or on today's agenda item, we will have a modified procedure. We will take members of the public who are here in person first and then hear comments from those participating virtually. For those participating virtually, please make sure you have your microphones or phones muted to avoid background noise. If you wish to provide public comment, we ask that you raise your hand during the appropriate time by either clicking on the hand icon at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by pressing star 9 on your keypad if you're joining via telephone. Speakers will have a limit of 2 minutes to speak on an item, which may be adjusted as needed to ensure all speakers have a chance to speak. Please keep your comments respectful and focused. If anyone is having logistical or technical difficulties, please reach out to slc.helpdesk@slc.ca.gov. The Commission has also established an email address to compile public comments for our meetings. The address is cslc.commissionmeetings@slc.ca.gov. With those meeting procedures out of the way, we need to formally ask for approval to proceed with an emergency meeting. So at the chair's request, we are holding an emergency public meeting because Sable Offshore Corporation has chosen to violate various California laws, a longstanding consent decree, and numerous state regulatory actions, and ongoing litigation by resuming production of oil from the Santa Ynez unit and transporting that oil through the Santa Ynez pipeline system without state authorization. This unprecedented action creates risks in the operation of both offshore and onshore oil and gas facilities that threaten to severely impair public health and safety for the people of California. If the commissioners are okay proceeding, I would like to ask if we could have a motion and a second authorizing us to proceed with the emergency meeting.
Yes, may I have a motion to approve the convening of today's emergency meeting? So moved, right? Second by myself. Dr. Dunlao, could you please conduct the roll?
Yes. Commissioner Kounalakis?
Aye.
Chair Cohen?
Aye. All right, our next order of business is item one on our regular calendar. It's the only item that we have on our agenda today. Dr. Dunlao, please proceed.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. So today's action, as alluded to earlier in our authorization a moment ago, really stems from actions taken by Sable Offshore Corporation, most recently being March 16th today, that they indicated that they have resumed flowing oil through pipelines 324 and 325. And in doing so, they relied on the Defense Production Act order issued by the U.S. Secretary of Energy on March 13th, a few days ago. It is Sable's position that it's obligated to comply with this order over existing California laws, regulations, and ongoing judgments in both state and federal courts to restart production at the Outer Continental Shelf Santa Ynez unit. There are significant concerns with them proceeding with operations without express authorization from the state, as well as various court decisions. And so that brings us today to this item in which we will be seeking authorization from the commission to potentially enter into necessary litigation should we get to that juncture. Chief Counsel, I don't know if you have anything that you would like to add around sort of why we are convening today and the rationale for the authorizations that we have on the item.
Thank you, Dr. Dumlau. This is really a preventative measure, an abundance of caution, so that if there are issues that need to happen between now and another special meeting or now and a regularly scheduled meeting, staff is empowered with the opportunities to join in consultation with the Attorney General's office and other state agencies, and also currently the governor's office as well, in litigation to protect the state. So it is just a protective action to authorize a broad spectrum of litigation opportunities because things will be changing very rapidly over the next week. Just today, there were numerous ex parte motions filed before noon. So these are the kinds of things that are happening. There is a very robust amount of litigation happening all at one time.
So this is a rapidly evolving situation, and so we felt it important to come together today in an emergency meeting in order to authorize staff to be able to respond should the situation warrant response. And there are two specific authorizations for that we're seeking approval of today on page 3 of the staff report. And I will read them in their entirety so it is clear to members of the public and anyone joining on Zoom what we are authorizing today. So the authorization number one authorizes staff, in consultation with the Office of the Attorney General, to pursue litigation in defense of and response to any violation of the March 13, 2020 consent decree in the ongoing litigation titled The United States of America and the People of the State of California et al. v. Plains All American Pipeline, case number 2:20-CV-02415. And for any litigation addressing Sable's reliance on the Department of Energy's Defense Production Act order to restart oil transportation through the Santa Ynez unit into California. And the second authorization is to delegate authority to the executive officer to take any steps necessary up to and including termination of leases to protect the interests of the people of California, the commission, and the state as needed, and in consultation with the Office of the Attorney General. So it, as our chief counsel mentioned, quite simply a protection mechanism to ensure that we have all the tools available to us should the situation evolve and we need to pursue litigation. And so with that, I will turn it back to you, Madam
All
Chair.
right, thank you. I think what we'll do now is we'll pivot to public comment for item one.
All right. So with that, do we have anyone interested, anyone from the public interested in speaking on item one? And I do not see anyone in the room. And is there anyone in Zoom territory? Looks like we have a couple of hands coming up.
We do. Our first speaker will be Linda Proud.
Hi.
Hi, Linda, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for holding this emergency meeting. I'm Linda Kropp, Chief Counsel of the Environmental Defense Center. We represent a coalition of organizations regarding Sable and have been following the State Lands Commission involvement the last couple years. And we agree that this is an extraordinary and unprecedented threat. And so we urge the commission to accept staff's recommendation to authorize the State Lands Commission to pursue litigation as well as to terminate the oil leases in the best interests of the state and to protect public trust resources. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comment. Next speaker.
Our next speaker is Jean Nelson.
Jean Nelson, are you there? Please unmute yourself.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. My name is Dr. Jean Nelson, and I'm president of a nonprofit, Californians for Green Nuclear Power. And overall, our perspective is we're strongly in support of dispatchable power. And what I hear the state trying to do is to invoke a hypothetical that invoke the possibility that there might be an oil spill. And so for that reason, we have to be prepared. There is a realistic issue happening in California because we are now being victimized by the state's imposition of a variety of actions under the guise of protecting the environment, but really are designed to make it hard for us to get fuel for our vehicles. I strongly support Sable, even though I have no connection. I found out about this meeting only about 20 minutes ago. I have no connection with Sable whatsoever, but I really am opposed to the State Lands Commission acting with their heavy hand to try to prevent a hypothetical oil spill by this, and I oppose them joining this litigation. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Nelson. Next speaker.
Our next speaker is Jennifer Fearing.
The floor is yours, Ms. Fearing.
Good evening, commissioners. Jennifer Fearing here today on behalf of Oceana. And we just wanted to echo the comments of our colleague Linda Kropp with EDC and thank the commission and staff for the consistent and quick action. We support the authorizations you are considering today to protect the dangerous and illegal restarting of the Sable pipeline. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Our next speaker is Maureen Ellenberger.
Hi, thank you, commissioners, for having this meeting. My name is Maureen Ellenberger. I am the chair of the Sierra Club Santa Barbara Ventura chapter, and we've been working very hard along with our colleagues at EDC and all our larger coalition to help prevent this pipeline from restarting. We may say to everyone who's on here who doesn't know a lot about the situation that in 2015, this very same pipeline, which is corroded and damaged, spilled and was one of the largest oil spills in the state's history. We know that the same pipeline is going to be used again, and you might think you are not talking about something that can happen again easily, but I do believe, as do many of my colleagues, that it will happen again. Thank you again, and we so strongly support your motion and the staff's recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comment. Next speaker.
Our next speaker is Pamela Hetherington.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. My name is Pamela Hetherington, Board of Directors of the Environmental Center of San Diego. Our mission is to protect and enhance the natural environment, not only in San Diego County, but throughout the state. After all, it's all connected. Thank you for holding this emergency meeting. It is an emergency of the highest order. We are being assaulted by an administration and corporation that could care less about California, its people, and its treasured natural resources. Please do whatever is in your power to stop this action. You have our full support. We stand with EDC and all others opposing this action. Please terminate the leases. Thank you kindly.
Thank you very much for your comment. Next speaker.
Our next speaker is Miyoko.
Hi, good evening, commissioners. Thank you for holding this meeting. I am an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, and I echo the concerns of the Environmental Defense Center. We have sincere concerns about the restart of the Las Flores pipeline system and the rest of the facilities with the limited effectiveness of their corrosion controls. We feel that this restart poses unreasonable risks to the community and the environment. Second, we are also concerned about the failure of the company to comply with the consent decree, the state court injunction, and state law. And finally, we support the action proposed today.
Thank you very much. Next speaker.
Our next speaker is Izzy Sistick.
Welcome, Izzy. Unmute yourself.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Hi, my name is Izzy Sistek, and I'm representing UCSB undergraduate population, and I'm a member of the UCSB Environmental Affairs Board as an advocacy chair. I just wanted to say on behalf of all young people that we urge you, we must stand up for the rule of law and for democracy, and enforce state legislation. We need to set the precedent for sticking to the rule of law. And the Sable pipeline poses a huge risk to all of our coastal communities, and our environment. So, yeah, I wanted to thank you for your time and encourage you on behalf of
Thank you
all
very
young people to enforce.
Thank you. Is there any other speakers?
We have two more speakers with their hands raised. Molly True.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I am Ethan Madej. I'm a 10th grade student. I go to Santa Barbara High School in Santa Barbara, California. And this pipeline restart, this oil pumping right now, this is having a real impact on our community. I am firmly opposed to any piping, any new gas and oil development, any reintroduced gas and oil development in any of Santa Barbara County. It is a danger to not only the wildlife, but all of the young people. Our futures are at stake here, and the economy of Santa Barbara is at stake. The tourism industry is at stake. This isn't just an issue about oil. This is an issue about the livelihood of the people that live and work in Santa Barbara. Thank you for having this emergency meeting. Thank you for your hard work to protect our coastline. And I look forward to hearing your vote and hearing your hard work come to play. And yeah, we cannot let Sable get away with this. We can't let a war that's happening in another country impact our economy and our coastline here in Santa Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you, Ethan. Appreciate your comment. Is there another
Okay, we
speaker?
have another hand raised. Gunnar Langenhuis.
Hello. Thank you to Chair Cohen and to the commissioners for holding this emergency meeting. My name is Gunnar Langenhuisen. I'm the senior district representative for Assemblymember Greg Hart. And speaking on his behalf, I just want to let you know that we support staff recommendations and again, just really appreciate the commission for holding this emergency meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your public testimony. I appreciate that. Is there any other speakers?
Now we have Molly Troop back online.
All right. The floor is yours, Ms. Troop.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Okay, thank you. Hello, I'm Molly True, Program Manager at Santa Barbara Channel Keeper. Our mission is to protect and restore the Santa Barbara Channel and its watersheds. And we are one of many on the coalition with EDC and others who have been working on this issue for the last several years. Channel Keeper supports the motion and the staff recommendation. This pipeline has not been properly repaired and poses a huge risk to our community and environmental resources. So thank you for convening this meeting at such a short notice.
Thank you very much for your comment. Are there any other speakers?
We have no other hands raised.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I just want to share a few of my thoughts, and then I'm going to pivot to the Lieutenant Governor to hear some of hers. The reason why we called this meeting, why I called this meeting today, is because this is a federal, this federal action is egregious. And I want to go on the record and speak very clearly and unequivocally that we're not going to sit by and allow this administration to evade the law, the laws of the great state of California. We are statutorily responsible for protecting public trust resources. This deliberate disregard for our established safety, our established environmental and legal processes raises serious questions about risk management and fiscal accountability. Today, what we're doing here is we are putting the federal government and any entities that use state lands on notice. We have jurisdiction over public trust lands and tide lands in California, and any attempt to circumvent our jurisdiction will be challenged. Thank you to all of the staff that are dealing with this motion that I requested. I'm grateful for my own staff that have worked over the weekend. These motions fully incorporate my requests to direct staff to terminate the lease of Sable, to terminate the lease if Sable chooses to operate without required state regulatory approvals, and to join our general attorney, our attorney general's office, and our sister state agencies in any joint litigation relevant to this misuse of the Defense Production Act. With that, I'd like to turn to my colleague for some sage wisdom and advice.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And I'd first start just to recognize Chair Cohen for dropping everything, I believe in LA this morning,
yep.
And getting on a plane to make it up here by the end of the day in order to be able to have a quorum and to lead today's meeting. So I also want to recognize staff's very quick work in recognizing that in order to be able to have the ability to respond adequately and nimbly, you needed to have the authority from the board. And I, for one, I'm sure I'm not the I will look forward to giving you that authority in a few moments. But first, I'd just like to recognize some of the very important things that were said in public comment. A student, I believe it was, who mentioned that we have to stand up for democracy and rule of law, along with rule of law or democratic institutions. Democratic institutions must stay strong in the face of federal efforts to undermine them. And this is an example of that. The State Lands Commission is set up for a purpose. And the purpose is to review requests for leases for all manners of things under our jurisdictions, but very specifically in pipelines for offshore drilling. The process that we have is reviewed by in-house experts, all of this paid for by taxpayer dollars, to ensure that any leases for a pipeline, an oil pipeline, would meet our standards to ensure to the best of our ability that there will not be catastrophic oil spills off the coast of California. That process must be allowed to continue with the expertise and the leadership of the State Lands Commission. Meanwhile, what we have in front of us is a circumstance where the President of the United States launched into a war unilaterally without consulting Congress. Along the way, he admitted that oil prices and gas prices were going to go up. They have. And now in response to that, he turns around, attempts to blame the policies of the state of California, which is utterly ridiculous and absurd. And then furthermore, to attempt to give the right of this operator to restart as if it will have any impact on gas prices, which it absolutely will not. And in the meantime, the operator who he is attempting to allow to move forward with is facing criminal charges and is currently prohibited to reopen because of their violation of the legal requirements set forth by not just the State Lands Commission, but by other state agencies. This is, we are living in extraordinary times, but as I started with my comments, keeping the institutions strong and holding accountable, not just an operator that's facing criminal charges, but as necessary, even a federal government that is flouting the law, that is our job. So, Madam Chair, again, thank you for your leadership and flying back up to Sacramento to convene this on literally within a few hours' notice. And I look forward to the vote.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you to all staff that's been on hand in the AG's office, in the governor's office, Department of Finance. I mean, this has truly been an exercise of all hands on deck. So we all deserve a pat on the back for that. So is there a motion, Commissioner?
So moved.
Right. So a motion has been made by Commissioner and made by myself. Seconded by the Lieutenant Governor. Dr. Dumlao, could you please conduct the roll?
Yes, Commissioner Kunalakis.
Aye.
Chair Cohen.
Aye.
That passes 2-0.
All right, excellent. Dr. Dumlao, what's the next order of business?
Our next order of business is our general public comment period.
All right, that sounds good. So if there's anyone that wants to address the commission on any matter that's not on today's agenda, please come on up to the podium. Or raise your hand, raise your Zoom hand, and you will be called on. Seeing that there's no one here in the room, we'll go to Zoom.
We have no hands raised.
We have no hands raised. Thank you very much. Well, this Dr. Nelson.
Jane Nelson.
Yeah, my name is Dr. Gene Nelson, and I just wish to be have this matter placed on the record that the State Lands Commission's constitutional charter is to assure a fair rate of return for assets held in the public trust in the state of California. And the State Lands Commission in 20, I believe in the 2016 timeframe, basically extorted Pacific Gas and Electric Company in order to align the lease for the intake and outfall structure at Diablo Canyon Power Plant with the operating license for Diablo Canyon. They basically said, we're going to force you to agree to shut the plant down. Thankfully, the state legislature intervened via SB 846. That's sponsored by Senator Dodd in 2022. And currently, Diablo Canyon Power Plant is slated to run at least until 2030. I really see this as a power grab that could have been very harmful to the state of California, because you folks basically think, oh yeah, carbon dioxide is a problem or nuclear power is a problem. The science doesn't support those claims. So I just simply want to go on the record as really shame, shame, shame. You are really harming California. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Nelson. And you are definitely on the record with your comments. Is there any other public comment?
There are no other hands raised for public.
All right. Thank you very much. That concludes our public comment period. Dr. Dumlao, what's next on the order of business?
Yeah. Our next order of business is general commissioner comments.
All right. Colleague, any comments? Okay. All right. Well, that concludes the open meeting, and we are adjourned. Thank you.